You're listening to the audio production of The Choice by Robert Whitlow, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Heath McClure.
Part 1, Chapter 1, Rutland, Georgia, 1974. Sandy Lincoln nervously twirled her long blonde hair around her index finger. A magazine with a picture of Olivia Newton-John on the cover and a feature article about Cher's recent breakup with Sonny lay unopened in her lap. Her mother stared unseeing across the waiting room. "Why is it taking so long?" Sandy asked. Her mother checked her watch. "It's only been 30 minutes. Do you want to go home and let the doctor call?" "No," Sandy replied immediately. "What if Daddy answers the phone?" "You're right," her mother answered with a heavy sigh. "I don't know what I was thinking." A dark-haired nurse in her 30s stuck her head in the room. "Miss Lincoln, you may come back now." As soon as the nurse spoke, Sandy instinctively grabbed her mother's hand for a second and then released it. The two women followed the nurse down a narrow hallway to an examination room. "What did the test show?" Sandy asked anxiously. "Dr. Brazelton will be with you in a few minutes," the nurse said as she held the door open. "He'll discuss it with you then." There was one chair in the room. Sandy hopped onto the examination table and let her feet dangle. The white paper that covered the table felt cool against the back of Sandy's bare legs. She repositioned her short skirt. The queasiness that had greeted Sandy each morning for the past 2 weeks returned. She put her hand to her mouth to stifle a burp. "Stomach upset?" her mother asked. "I'm scared," Sandy replied in a voice that sounded more like that of a 7-year-old girl than a 17-year-old young woman. "The test is positive, isn't it?" Before her mother could answer, Dr. Brazelton swept into the room.